Huda.com.
Seven past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What are you testing today? Who is going to be your hero today? There are always things going on in the world that require a checkup. And so as we begin this hour of Good Day with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Clay Cohut and Rich McFadden and me, it's nice to have Lisa Gibbons back, who is now working on a program that affects everybody, no matter what age, and we'll get to that. But first, Lisa and the dirt. The last time, why don't you like it? I mean, people all over the country, they want to get some dirt from you, don't they?
I don't really think of myself juxtaposed with the dirt, but the fact that you do makes me smile.
Well, the whole business about there are a group of women who are in the same league as you are, and I place you in a high. The last time we haven't actually, you've been on the program a couple of times.
Yeah.
The last time we actually said hello was at the funeral of Ed McMahon. I'm not somebody who knows. I'm not a star kisser or a gazer. And my sense is you aren't really either. You work in this business. This is a job for you. I think a lot of people, when they get to know celebrities, they think that there's this separation. Okay, there's us over here, and there are people who are well-known celebrities over there. And what they forget is that we all have to work at what we do. And I think you are really one of those people who has worked at being good at what you do. And it is not, you look at these things as fun, but this is a job. You have to work, and you're supporting your family. And so I think that needs to be acknowledged, frankly.
Well, you know what? I will, first of all, thanks for that. And I think that's an accurate assessment. And, you know, it just so happens I think I have, and then I'll include all of us in that, like the coolest job possible.
Yeah, it's fun.
But I hope everybody feels that way.
All right. So the reason that I put it in that perspective is because there are a number of women, not too many, who are sort of identified with the kinds of things that you do. And I think Nancy O'Dell is one of them. Mary Hart is another. And so there's this catfight going on as to who replaces Mary Hart, and I just wondered if you would like to lovingly weigh in on that.
Well, it's a done deal. So it's my buddy Nancy O'Dell, which I think was the smartest thing that the producers could do.
Because? Why?
Well, look, first of all, Mary, you know, she's an institution. Who other than Barbara Walters has been at the same job in this industry for three decades?
Yeah, right.
You know, that's pretty impressive, and, you know, give her a tiara and her flowers because she sure earned them, in my opinion. But I think Nancy has already a track record. She has a fan base. She has credibility. She fits well into that format. It's kind of a little win for them, you know, to have her leave her show and then show up over at ET. So it's I think it's going to be a really great move.
I think you would have been better.
You know what? That is in my rearview mirror. I loved it. For me, there's a time and a season to express certain things, and I was lucky to do it at that time.
Right. All right, so now one of the things that you do, you have established with your notoriety a foundation, and you work to help people. And through the course of this conversation, I want to have folks know that Lisa is giving untiringly. Is that the right? What's the word? Untiringly. Anyway, she gives a lot of her time to her mother. You had anyway, and so your mom had Alzheimer's or dementia. Which was the problem?
My mom had Alzheimer's, which is the most common form of dementia, and my grandmom had it. And I got to tell you, for anybody listening, you've got two generations of women. You're next. You've got a daughter, you know, and I've got a daughter, two sons. Mm. You know, you get with the program pretty quickly, and I think you learn what you need to know. And in my case, you know, I start taking steps forward.
What did you do? You were a caregiver to your mom, but now you have to take care of yourself so that you can take care of others. So what are you doing? And is Dr. James Galvin, who's there with you, professor of neurology and psychiatry at NYU. This Alzheimer's Disease Center that he's associate director of, looking at how not only to treat those who have it, but to keep people from getting it. Isn't that part of the focus?
Well, it's a lot of things that we're looking at, and Dr. Galvin, I will let him speak to that, but he and I are both really fortunate that what we've done and what we're talking about is this initiative, this educational campaign, and we've teamed with Novartis to present what we're calling Stand Together for AD, Strength and Support for Alzheimer's. And the website is alzheimersdisease.com. Mm-hmm. And what you'll find there is, I think, what caregivers tell me every day they want, they're desperate for. This is a population that is isolated and frustrated and many times depressed and very exhausted. And they need help. They need answers. So I think one of the most courageous acts of bravery that anyone can demonstrate is knowing when to reach out for help. So I hope that people will realize you can't walk this path alone. And Dr. Galvin, you talk about that all the time.
It's so important that we think not only to care for the patient, but that the caregiver themselves will look after their own health, that they get the right diet, they sleep well, they seek out the social support. Caregivers of Alzheimer's disease have a very, very difficult job. And it's so important to provide the support that they need to improve their health as well as the well-being of the patient they're caring for.
But, Dr. Galvin, isn't it true that there is a big move afoot? I'm familiar with a company in Denver that's developed a device called the Seroscan. Do you know what that is?
I'm aware of it, yes.
Okay. And this is something that comes out of, if the word is need, but the desire on the part of most everybody to find out whether you have, as Lisa explained, how it goes from generation to generation, or at least the possibility is there. This would give people a heads up as to whether or not they had the tendency way in advance. What do you advise people to eat? What do we do to forestall this other than the obvious? Are there things, supplements that you can take as, we want to help the people who have it, but we also want to prevent as much of it as we can from happening, right?
Right. Well, that's a great question. I think there's growing research that as a population, so as a large group, if we think about these things, if we eat a healthy, balanced, heart-healthy diet, exercise at least 3 times a week for about 20 minutes a day, stay mentally active, go to concerts, visit museums, play games, and stay socially engaged, as a group, we may be able to reduce our risk of Alzheimer's disease by about 50%. Now, that's not absolute. It doesn't protect everybody. But I think that these heart-healthy behaviors are also brain-healthy mm-hmm. behaviors.
And so pushing blood literally to your brain is what's going to help to keep it healthy, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Keeping your brain active, keeping the connections strong. Just like we keep the connections of our family strong, we need to keep the connections in our brain strong.
So, Lisa, what do you do to make sure that you're doing what the doctor just suggested?
Here's the deal, and I talk about this a lot. You know, whether it's Alzheimer's disease or any other disease state, we know that stress is the enemy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you want to, I really try hard to focus on managing my stress and inflammation. So whether it's your brain or any other disease state, you know, having natural anti-inflammatories in your diet or supplements, for me, is a choice that makes sense. But when you look at the whole person, because, you know, we're trying to unravel this disease, and I'm a layperson, I'm an advocate, but, you know, there's so many pieces of the puzzle that we don't yet have in place. So on the way to get there, you know, I think that treating the whole person and looking at our lives as social beings that need spiritual connection and love, and we need balance and relaxation, and we need all those other things that the doctor talked about, just prioritizing ourselves and our wellness is probably the most proactive thing you can do.
AlzheimerDisease.com is the website, correct?
Correct.
AlzheimerDisease.com. Lisa Gibbons, thank you. As usual, Dr. Galvin, good to have your input here as well. Dr. Galvin serves as the editor of a couple of textbooks on dementia. So AlzheimerDisease.com is the place to go to get an update on this and how it's being dealt with and how you can make sure you know what to do for yourself. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. 16 after the hour, and good day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now for the bonus round. Earth is to moon as pancake is to...
Spice rub?
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed?
Correct.
Ooh.
All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
This is Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanex, you don't have to worry about not getting live cells because Sustanex probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanex for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanex, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons. Go to the store and get Sustanex.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP Ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offers valid in-store only while supplies last. No rank checks. Offers valid through 11/2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
All righty, then. It's time for our 2020 news quiz question. Are you ready?
Ready,
that's not a news. This is more a trivia question. 2020 trivia question. Prize is either a Cracker Barrel meal for two or Smokey Robinson CD. What doctor treated John Wilkes Booth?
Ooh.
The man who killed Abraham Lincoln was shot on his way out of the theater. He was treated by a doctor who later believed either was hung or committed suicide, one or the other. Who was the doctor? And from his name comes a... an expression. Your name, well, I'd give it away if I use the name. All right, so here we go. The doctor that treated John Wilkes Booth, what's his name? For a swell prize, 800-510-8255. Is this from the good idea or not department? Ready?
Ready.
The
not.
World of Science, we were just talking about Alzheimer's and stuff.
Oh, this is funny.
What is?
The answer to your question. I'm sorry, go ahead. Huh.
Two scientists this week are suggesting that colonization of Mars could and maybe ought to happen faster and more economically if the astronauts we send up there go only one way. Is it a good idea to send astronauts to be the first settlers of Mars like they were when they came to North America? They didn't expect to go home. Would you go to Mars if you didn't think you were going to come back to Earth? 800-510-8255. We'll do a roundtable discussion going around our table here, the visual video table on the Good Day program, 21 after the hour.
Pure water.
What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping in emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Story from Japan today. Everybody ready? Japan has a new class of citizen called the herbivore man. A man who is not interested in sex, not interested in money. Herbivore men are in their 20s and 30s. They believe that friendship without sex can exist between men and women.
Oh, to be young and stupid again.
Yeah. I know.
So there are bars now that are being built around Japan that are catering to these men.
Hey, what do you mean? Sex and no money? I just built one of those clubs in my house.
Thank God it's Friday! You know, Fox, I have often paid for women worse than you. We know your type, and we admire your big American breath. Don't worry about disease. In Czechoslovakia, I was cured many times.
Join us, let's step in today. I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won,
Beetle
have
tunes.
Lost.
And it sets the stage for our losers of the day, Roberta. And we're not talking about biggest losers on NBC. We're talking about people who are just plain jerks. The story, first story, starts in Denair, California, where a 13-year-old boy was in trouble because his name is Cody Alicia, by the way. He rides a bike back and forth to school. Goes to a middle school, then Air Middle School. And his father, a few weeks ago, affixed an American flag to the back of his bicycle. Rides his bike to school with the American flag. However, according to the Drudge report, he was told last week that he could not ride his bike into the schoolyard with the American flag.
What?
Attached to it.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Well, because...
Ready for this one?
Huh?
Yeah, are you ready for this one, Jennifer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He rode from... excuse me. Officials of the school told him not to display the flag because they were concerned for his safety. Students complaining in his school about his carrying the flag. In other words, they were worried that he was going to get beat up by children in the Denair Middle School who were teasing him, bullying him. Apparently there was a racial question involved in this, and so they're This first started last May on Cinco de Mayo. Apparently he started riding his bike to school with a flag last May, and he was told not to do it. They were worried for his well-being.
Huh.
However, apparently a motorcycle gang, scratch gang, motorcycle group took note of what was going on, and they've been riding to school. They've been riding to school with him. So the kid's riding his bike to school.
Aww.
Surrounded by a bunch of motorcyclists.
That's cool.
Who also have a flag on their bikes.
Good.
And so the school reversed their opinion. I guess that's probably the best way of putting it.
They were afraid it would create social tension.
Right.
Or racial tension.
So now the kids, when they see these big, rough motorcycle guys riding to school with a kid on a bike, decided they'd leave him alone. So...
Bikers will do that.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Also in the loser category today, Andrew DeMarcus and Kevin Graff go to the Chippewa Bridges Middle School, and they wanted to sell cupcakes for $1 a piece so that they could get some money to do something in the school. I forget what they wanted to buy, but it was something to help the school out. The chairman of the city council in Newcastle, which is near Chippewa, told them they couldn't do it. Called the police to shut down the boys' cupcake sale. And as a result of that little local controversy, they got $120 before they were shut down. The police threatened him with having the two boys with having to go to court. This is wonderful in America. Isn't that a great story? You guys are real heroes, you cops. 28 past.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, planning on buying a Kinect for the holidays? Then you better buy one this week, according to a Microsoft executive. Over 1 million units have been sold in the 10 days since the product launched. Microsoft claims it's not exaggerating. If you want a Microsoft Kinect, order it today. In other news, Wafa Bilal, a professor of photography at New York University, is having a camera surgically implanted into the back of his head. The images will be displayed as part of an exhibit cleverly called Third Eye. Nothing else about this idea is even slightly clever. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Have a better day.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway Breakfast Melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
Half past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day Tuesday program. Roberta Fasanelli up next with the Queen.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
A new way to improve your health has arrived. Your body's primary nutrient for detoxification and antioxidant power is glutathione. Glutathione mops up heavy metals and toxins of all kinds and carries them to the liver for elimination. Glutathione neutralizes free radicals, which keeps your cells younger and stops inflammation. Glutathione gives you a strong immune system and gives you greater athletic endurance. The problem is your body's natural production declines due to age and toxins. What's your body's best way to produce strong and useful levels of glutathione? It's One World Whey protein powder. One World Whey protein powder is an industry first. It comes from grass-fed cows and is never heated. This miraculous whey protein powder supplies your body with the nutrient power to increase your glutathione production by as much as 64% or more. The increase in strength, energy, and well-being can be pronounced and amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Today, yesterday, and tomorrow, what's the most important? Well, today probably is the most important thing. You can't do anything about what you did yesterday, and maybe you can prepare better for tomorrow. We'll see if we can help you with that. Make it a better day today, and the best day of the week, perhaps tomorrow. It's Tuesday morning. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli. Roberta's going to bring you into the dumpster, as the Queen of Sheep has some really special things for you today. And then, where else we got? Oh, we have Jennifer. I always forget about you and the... And the big television report.
Yeah, we have that big news about that publicist that got shot today.
Yeah.
Ooh,
right.
Sad stuff. Right.
That is kind of a weird story, in
fact.
And then we have, let's get to the, first before we get to Roberta, let's say the answer to the question, what doctor treated John Wilkes Booth? To that end, we go to Heather, who's listening in Barrie, Vermont, WSNO. Hello, Heather, how are you? Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Well, I think we're doing well. More importantly, though, how are you?
I'm great.
That's good. How is the, is it, you don't have any snow up there yet, right?
No, it's raining right now.
Yeah, raining all over the East Coast, matter of fact. I think pretty much from the Ohio Valley to the East Coast down where you are, Richie, there's rain today there, isn't it?
No, we had it yesterday. It's clearing up today.
Clearing up. Okay,
yeah.
Good sign. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, what doctor treated John Wilkes Booth, Heather?
His name was Dr. Mudd.
Dr. Mudd. Do you remember his first name?
I think it was Samuel.
Yes, Samuel Mudd. Now, here's... an extra bonus. You get both the prizes if you can tell us his famous relative that appeared on television.
Roger.
Roger Mudd was a great grandson.
I think he was more of a cousin.
Cousin.
The great grandson was still as of 2002 trying to clear the name of his great grandfather.
Right.
Because the grandson who died at 101 years old spent his life trying to clear his grandfather's name.
Clear him of what? Shooting.
Mudd is saying that he had no idea that Booth shot Lincoln, and the government convicted him, basically saying he was one of the accomplices.
Right, he got hung.
No, they never hung him.
I thought he got hung.
Did he
commit suicide?
No, he was, President Andrew Johnson released him from prison in 1869.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't realize that. My memory was of something else.
You know, it's hard to remember that far back, Doug, you know?
Right. My mind does work, but it doesn't work that well.
I'm just a young man back in those days.
All right, so Heather, there's a Cracker Barrel on many of the interstates. If you go up and down 91 and on the border of New Hampshire and Vermont, there are Cracker Barrels almost every exit, right?
Right. I think the closest one to us is in Holyoke, Massachusetts.
No, I thought there was one down in Brattleboro.
No, they never built that one. So.
All right, well, anyway.
Yeah, we don't have much in Vermont.
You can go take a ride down to Holyoke. It's not that far.
Sure.
All right, so we'll send you a Cracker Barrel meal for two and a Smokey Robinson Now and Then CD. How's that for a deal?
That sounds great.
All right, nice to have you there. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you.
By the way, Mudd died of pneumonia at age 49.
At 1949?
No, at age 49.
Oh, really? Young fellow. All right. We have a couple of different things floating around here, and I sort of wanted to clear the air, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had a question because they thought I was being too critical of the police. The story I was telling earlier on about these two kids who were 13-year-olds from a middle school, they set up shop last month on a weekend to sell some cupcakes and cookies and brownies and Rice Krispie treats and that sort of thing. They were selling them for $1 a piece, and they got a taste of town bureaucracy when the council chairman, Michael Wolfenson, went by the sale, saw what they were doing, called the police. Children were cited for operating without a license.
Yeah.
The boy's parents became incensed, couldn't believe that this guy, Wolfenson, had that little to do or had that little of a handle on the situation. And this guy was summarily chewed up, as you can imagine, in the local media.
Don't worry about a thing, because I'll have that truck under lock and key in 24 hours if my name ain't Reliable Barney Fife.
Yeah.
So anyway, they made $120 the first day. This was, again, a weekend in October. The police showed up, and they gave him apparently there's a $30 ticket. The police officer said he was sorry he had to do this, but he was following up on orders from his chief, who got a call from the councilman. Right? This is really sharp. This is police work at its finest, right? So I was erroneous, and this is what I wanted to correct. I took a shot at the police, and I ought not to have, because the police were doing what they were told to do. Well, who you take a shot at is the chief of police, who doesn't have enough starch in his underwear to stand up to the councilman and tell him to go shove off. That's what should have happened here. Vendors, he says, you've got the story. You've got the picture. I'm not going to go any further. These people make me sick. All right, next, the idea of going to Mars one way. Good idea or not? I said we'd go around the table here quickly. So before we get to Roberta, I'll start with you, Roberta.
Okay.
Would you go to Mars to help set up or colonize the red planet, knowing that you would not come back?
Now, when you say knowing that you'd not come back, that you would live the rest of your life on the red planet?
On Mars, yes.
You know, I think when I was younger, it was kind of a theoretical question we were talking about, among friends.
Yeah.
And at that time, I said yes.
Really?
I think because I didn't have children, you know, and when you're in your 20s, teens and 20s, you have much more of a sense of adventure. I think now with kids and
all
this
kind of alcohol or drugs involved in this conversation?
No, no, not at all.
It's just a conversation just happened.
Would you rather?
Yeah, we can talk about stuff like that.
Hey,
we're all kind of science.
Hey, listen, man, if you guys were to be able to go to Mars for the rest of your life.
Like, would you go?
Would you stay there?
Would you go?
Dude. All right, but you know, this is what happened when a lot of the people who settled North America, for example, South America, a lot of the settlers,
they knew they were never coming back. That's right.
They made that decision.
They've been coming to the U.S., going out west.
All right, Richie, would you go or not?
I wonder how many of them looked like Roberta.
Well, Roberta, did you say yes or no?
She said.
I said when I was younger, yes. Now, no.
Okay. So this sounds like a conversation with Phil. Yes and no. Yeah. All right, Richie?
You kidding? It was a big move for me to move from Maryland to Virginia, and I want to go back to Maryland.
There you go. All right.
So probably no.
Probably not. All right, Jen?
Yeah, green's not my color, Dougie.
No. Okay. All right, and Clay, would you go?
I wouldn't, just because I don't want to base my life, because I don't want to be an astronaut, basically. Yeah. But I'm all for people going. As in,
now, if I could come back, I would go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right.
Dougie, would you go?
It would depend on what was going on in my life at the time. If my life was as it is now, no. If I didn't have anything, let's say, for whatever the reason, I was the only one left in my family, everybody else was gonzo, I would probably go.
So you're saying is you need to take care of your family.
Yeah.
No, it would depend on whether or not
my children and if for some horrible reason.
And for us.
No, if he can get an ISDN line, then he would
go. Right, I can get a line to Mars and keep doing the program.
Let's call Verizon.
Yeah, can you believe the delay would be a month?
Oh, my God. Hello, Clay.
How you doing?
Then next month on Christmas, Clay says, hello, Doug. By the way, we will be live on Thanksgiving. Christmas is Saturday, I think, this year, isn't it?
It is.
All right, so you guys won't have to be here.
And I was going to come in this Christmas, too.
Are you really?
And Christmas week, I'm going to be in Italy, Doug.
Oh, you are, Roberta?
I'm going to be around Christmas week.
Very sweet, Roberta.
New Year's.
I was
going
to go over and see Uri until I found out that the ticket that I would have bought was $12,000.
What?
And
yeah.
So I decided I would.
I did $12,000.
I'd wish him a happy birthday on the phone.
I did it on miles.
Yeah, well, I couldn't. The miles I have are not miles that would apply. And I'll maybe go in January when it's, like, more reasonable. They don't take half of your butt and half
did
of your miles.
Did he move to Mars? Is that where you're going to
Well, you're flying first class and it's 12,000 miles?
Yeah. Well, I have these two things that are expiring, and I put them together, these two programs and the credit card, and it came up. I had 145,000 points. I think, oh, that's enough.
And you couldn't get on 145,000 points?
I couldn't get within. That was, they charge you a dollar, so that's like $1,400 or something.
Right.
They give you a penny a mile. I don't know, whatever it is.
Right,
it was,
yes.
It was one-tenth of what it would cost. They just say, well, you'll be happy to pay the rest of it, Mr. Stefan. It's $12,000. We'll take away the $1,400, and your bill will be $10,600.
Why don't you fly coach?
Right. Me?
Yeah.
Me.
What are you talking about? 17.
Disc woman.
Before. Yeah, that's one thing. I do
clean
a lot of
cheap.
Things.
Clean and cheap.
I am very frugal with most things in my life. I'm pretty good about
absolutely are.
My life and 100%. How frugal I am. But when it comes to flying, I'm going down to Biloxi and Gulfport to do a program tomorrow, and I said, I'd love to come. You have to fly me first class. I'm not sitting in the back of a plane.
You fly.
I'm not arrogant. I just don't want to sit in the back.
No, it's easy, Doug. You get the last rows of the latest flight. You snag the last rows. You pick up the armrest.
They don't have any more empty seat planes. Nobody flies anywhere.
There are.
Yeah. Well, not that I can do and
you
fly
know,
on
and
a
you
radio
sleep
program.
All the way over.
Peter
you
Greenberg.
Stretch out and
Peter
you
Greenberg, who does a travel
the
feature with us every week,
right?
Or every day. He's got a video on his website that talks about the secret seats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're not just
row 17 and a 767.
Yes, that's exactly it.
That is the most wonderful thing on the plane.
That's exactly it. And then in like three or four different planes, there are these secret seats.
Magic seats.
What do you mean secret seats?
Well,
they don't use them much. Unless you ask for them, they won't put them. Unless you're the last person on the plane, they won't put you in them because they save them for the stewardesses.
They save them for the stewardess, and also they are kind of off-row seats.
Company people,
right.
VIPs, that kind of
so
stuff.
So do you get to sit near the stewardesses if you take the seat?
No, it's in the middle of the plane.
It's in the middle of the plane next to the galley. No, the galley,
doesn't matter, though,
767 galley is in the middle of the plane. So if you sit in 17 on either side, you have extraordinarily large leg room, and you have the food right next to you, so you can help yourself at any moment.
It's lousy to sleep if you want to sleep.
Well, it's a lot of noise.
Yeah, yeah, it's constant,
but it's a very
coming
comfortable
and going
seat. Very not as good as first class, but it's a very comfortable seat.
Ah, Queen of Cheap.
Oh,
Queen
hold of on Cheap. A minute. Guess what's on the Today Show right now?
Yes.
The YouTube video that we played 2 months ago about the catfish in Vietnam.
Ha!
Yeah. Talking about that was what happened yesterday. We did Ming Win in San Francisco. That nobody knew what we were talking about yesterday. Everybody's talking about it today. The Supreme Court ruling, if you didn't hear, that allows illegal immigrants to go to school on the public dole in California. That was something we talked about yesterday. It's just making the rounds today in terms of news. All right, let's get to Roberta, the Queen of Cheap. We're going to get squeezed on Jennifer's time. What else is new? All right, Roberta.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Sounds like a dying parrot.
Okay, number of things that are only good for today. So get down your little pencils and write these things down. Mimi's Cafe. You get a buy one, get one free big breakfast today
Mimi's
only.
What is Mimi's Cafe? Where is Mimi's
it's
Cafe?
It's a cafe. It's around the country. It's a national chain.
I've never
Mimi's
heard of
Cafe.
Did
you ever hear of them? Anybody in this room ever hear of Mimi's Cafe?
Yeah, I've been to them a lot. There's one in Northridge. They're all over California. Yeah.
All right, so the next time we have lunch,
you'd
Jennifer,
like it
you
too,
and I will go to Mimi's Cafe.
But if you go this morning, you'll get a free big breakfast with the purchase of one.
Well, let's go today, Jackie.
Okay.
We also at JCPenney today only, you get $10 off any purchase totaling $25 or more. This also includes online, and we have the online code for you online at DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com. Also, Macy's, not to be outdone by JCPenney, has the same thing going on today, Wednesday, November 17th. $10 off a $25 purchase, but their coupon is only good till 1 p.m. Boo, Macy's. Bath & Body Works, you get a free travel size item with a purchase. It's up to a $5 value. That's good till December 1st. And also at Starbucks, get this, starting tomorrow through the 21st, you buy one holiday drink and you get one free. So if you want like that peppermint thing, latte thing they got there, or, you know, the pumpkin frappuccino or whatever the heck.
Nice.
You buy one, you get one free at a Starbucks. So
good.
Lots of good things today, and some of them only good for today, so don't wait. Go to
GoodDayShow.com.
That's it.
And in there is also the Good Day Supermarket coupon list, good for today as well. Coming up in a moment, Jennifer checks the latest status on a couple of television programs that may be on the block.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM
or visit Barracuda.com.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Monto Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounced checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH. Cash.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, Jennifer, the story, the sad story for those who like Medium. Apparently it's Goodbye.
It's out. But there is a little bit of good news. This show's been kind of on the brink over the last couple of years. Yeah. The network hasn't confirmed it's been canceled, but Patricia Arquette says that it is. But they're going to give the show time to wrap it up. So she said that they'll actually be able to get rid of it in a good way. So that's good news.
She's so cute. Man,
she's very cute. Also on the brink right now, if you're a fan of that new show Running Wild on Fox, it's that sitcom. They're pulling it during sweeps, so that's not a good sign.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That is a very weird show.
It is a weird show. But
you must like it then, Roberta.
She likes all the weird stuff. The sad news today, though, Dougie, out of Hollywood, and this seems like an episode of Castle to me. I know you like that show. But this very famous Hollywood publicist, Ronnie Chasen, she represented Michael Douglas, a whole bunch of other people. She was going to see the movie Burlesque, a premiere of it. Mm-hmm. And she went to the after party on her way home, 12:30. Early yesterday morning, she got shot and ran into a pole.
Yeah.
No one knows who did it.
Weird, weird story.
Isn't that strange?
51 after on Good Day.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, time for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein, who is the pet expert on the radio, one of the great pet psychologists. He's got a great online store. Go to thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com, which actually you can get to by going to dougstephan.com, gooddayshow.com. See Warren's picture in the contributor box there. Click on that. It'll tell you everything you need to know, height, weight, age, where he got his teeth, all of the things that you want to know about Warren. Right there, and then some.
And some things you may not want to know about.
Right, exactly. All right, here's a story that really, really annoyed me. You've heard the story of some of these dogs that are in Afghanistan and Iraq, the theater of war. And one of the dogs that was a hero, in a sense, and we've had this discussion, Warren, over the last week about Veterans Day, what constitutes a hero, this particular dog was a dog named Target, a shepherd mix.
I wouldn't want to be running around Iraq with a name like Target.
Well, anyway, but this dog had helped any number of people. The owner of the dog, Sergeant Terry Young, he tells a story about how Target had frightened a suicide bomber, found this bomber inside a military base, and saved how many soldiers' lives, chased the chased the bomber out of the base, somehow or other was mistakenly euthanized yesterday.
Yeah, it's an amazing story, and it's got, you know, I'm in Sedona, Arizona right now, and actually the owner of Target lived in Phoenix, Arizona, and so I've been able to watch this story very closely.
Dog was on Oprah a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly, yeah. And the children of the soldier are just devastated, as is the soldier. But you know what, Doug, I was going to write about this and talk about it on my show Saturday. So many shelters, and I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, and
no,
so
you
be
aren't.
It. It's not the
not
first
getting any
I'm
trouble.
In trouble.
Yeah.
So many shelters, as are many things that are run by cities, counties, and towns, just don't have the right staff of people working there. And I see it in California, I see it in New York, and here's a perfect example. First of all, the way this dog was euthanized or killed was by one person, which is against any type of regulation in any type of shelter. There always has to be two people there to verify that this is the right dog, so it wasn't followed through properly. So the bottom line is Target is just an example, and Target's going to kind of be a he's famous now for the fact that he's no longer with us, but I think he's going to bring light to just how many dogs and cats are killed every year indiscriminately by shelter workers that really don't know what they're doing. Or
they don't
really
care.
You know, you got a valid point. Let me give you an example. On Long Island, where I'm originally from, although you'd never know by my
never
accent.
Never can tell that by listening to you. No.
The town of Hempstead, which is one of would be the fifth largest city in the country, if it could be, just fired all of their volunteer workers.
Oh.
So all their what you do, you can't volunteer anymore. They did the same thing with the volunteers in L.A. a couple of years back. And
why do they do that?
Because the volunteers want to save the animals. They're not being paid to do it. They're doing it out of their hearts. So if they have to stay a little bit longer, they stay a little bit longer. If they have to work a little bit harder, they work a little bit harder. Yeah. And I think that perhaps a better volunteer organization at some of these shelters and better people at top can make all the difference in the world. And it's a shame. Target, here's a beautiful dog, a heroic dog, served in Afghanistan, saved lives, comes back to the U.S., and is killed less than a day after it's in the shelter without any waiting period.
Yeah. Mm. Something really radically wrong. I was talking to somebody the other day coming out of a field in a state park where I raise a lot of crops, and I saw this fellow walking a dog, and the dog looked just like Frankie, my son's dog. So I stopped, shut the tractor off, talked to him a little bit about where the dog. He had three dogs with him, and they'd all been dogs that were in jeopardy, and they were the most, they were just, I mean, Frankie was in jeopardy. Frankie we saved, and you see these animals that have, they bring so much joy and love, but what do they deserve? Don't they deserve a chance? You can listen to some of these curs on the radio who say, they're just animals, dumb animals. When I hear that stuff, I want to reach through the speaker and strangle them.
And
we
I
are
have.
Humans. We are the supreme beings on the planet. Give me a break.
Yeah, when was the last time you saw a dog go after war or a dog become aggressive for apparently absolutely no reason? They always react to a reason. Only humans react when there's no reason involved. Dogs react because of reason and instinct. So
we could learn a lot, Warren, from the unconditional love that comes from Charlotte. Or from you have three dogs?
Skyler, my German Shepherd, who would have been killed, and Cisco, my Chihuahua terrorist, who would have been killed as well. So,
right, yeah.
Bottom line is, if you want a dog, go save a life, go to a shelter.
And by the way, please don't be planning to get a dog for Christmas. Every year we say the same thing. If you want to get a dog, now's a good time to get it. But
hey, put a book under the tree or put a litter box under the tree and get the pet after the holidays.
That's a good idea. Put a litter box under the tree of your Richie's house so that he can collect stuff when he comes home. A little bit high, if you know what I mean, after the party. 59 past. Thanks, Warren.